Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Mobrig, and today the focus of Route 51 is the recently announced plans for a Medical College of Wisconsin campus in Wausau. The private Milwaukee-based school announced about a year ago that it was seeking sites for new campuses to help educate future generations of doctors and nurses. The college chose Green Bay and Central Wisconsin as expansion sites, and out of the communities in Central Wisconsin, Wausau got the nod just about a week and a half ago. Now, this involves a lot of local partners. The UW system, including UW-Marathon County, UW-Stevens Point, and UW-Marshfield-Wood County, North Central Technical College, and the medical community, including the Marshfield Clinic, Aspirus Wausau Hospital, and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital in Weston. Our guest for the next hour, joining us by telephone from Milwaukee, Dr. John Raymond, the president and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin. And here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, Dr. Brian Ewert, the president and CEO of the Marshfield Clinic, and Dr. Keith Montgomery, dean of UW-Marathon County in Wausau. Well, you've probably got some questions about the school, what it means to the area, and what it also means to your health care. Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to be a part of the conversation. Again, that number is 1-800-780-9742. Dr. Raymond, Dr. Ewert, and Dr. Montgomery, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Raymond, let's start with you, and I guess as a preface to all three of my guests, all of you know education and the healthcare delivery system and all of the ins and outs of this issue a lot more than I do. So just feel free to jump in. Don't wait for me to ask a question. If somebody says something that leads to a thought on your part, just go with it, because chances are if I don't catch it, we won't talk about it if you folks don't bring it up. But Dr. Raymond, let's just start out by having you tell us a little bit about the Medical College of Wisconsin. What is it? How many students do you have? Where are you located right now?
Great. The Medical College of Wisconsin was founded in 1893, so we have a very good 120-year history of training medical students. We've been based in Milwaukee pretty much the entire time, although we do have many partnerships in the education and research domain that extend across the state. We're trying to address a projected physician shortage and a currently existing maldistribution of physicians that disadvantages the northern counties of our state by creating regional medical campuses that would involve the participation and partnership of the local academic and healthcare institutions, and would recruit students from the communities that we hope would be served by these campuses. And the idea would be to immerse the students in the communities for their medical training. So we would like to deliver almost the entirety of their medical education right there in central Wisconsin and in Green Bay, again, using this partnership model. And then working with the local health entities, we would like to create residency programs so when the students finish medical school, they would be able to continue their training right there in the communities.
And your students, when they get done with the education at the medical college, what are they qualified to do?
Okay, when students graduate medical school, they're qualified then to pursue a residency, say in family medicine or internal medicine, or some specialties such as surgery, psychiatry, obstetrics, and gynecology. So the medical school experience is the beginning of a journey that involves a lifetime of training and at least 3 years of formal residency training before the students could then go on and practice.
Now, you say you felt a need to expand to other areas of the state. Was that primarily because of the shortage of physicians and nurses, particularly in those rural communities up north?
Yeah, I think the primary reason to expand to other parts of the state truly had to do with trying to serve the communities in which the shortage was most acutely felt. And we went through a conscious process here on our campus, trying to decide between expanding the student body that we have here or trying to do something unique and novel in the communities that we hope to serve. I would point out that we have the third largest medical school in the country, and a private medical school in terms of student enrollment, with a total of 816 students here. And so we are very interested in expanding, but not necessarily on this campus.
Now, you settled on Green Bay, which I guess it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people because it's such a large community. But why central Wisconsin?
Oh, there are many reasons that we are interested in central Wisconsin. You have a very sophisticated medical community in central Wisconsin, three world-class large health systems in Aspirus, Marshfield Clinic, and Ministry Health, as well as some very, very strong regional players, so that there is a breadth and depth of medical community that would provide great teaching for the students and a broad enough swath of patients that there would be a high-quality experience. You also have very progressive leadership and outstanding faculties in the UW system campuses that are there in central Wisconsin. So it was a no-brainer for us.
And out of all the communities in central Wisconsin, I understand you were talking to folks from Marshfield, from Wisconsin Rapids, and Stevens Point, as well as Wausau. You chose Wausau. Why?
Well, we chose Wausau for the preclinical education experience of the students, so that would be the first half of their training. It's a great community. There are strong academic and health systems there. But I do want to stress that the students are going to be embedded throughout central Wisconsin and all of the communities in which you would have healthcare providers from the very beginning of their medical education experience. So I hope that the people in central Wisconsin will realize that this is not just something that is going to happen in Wausau, but we really will require the full participation, and there will be visibility of our students all throughout the region, and Mosinee and Marshfield and Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, Merrill. Wherever you have physician offices and strong health systems, that's where our students are going to be.
And Dr. Raymond, it was striking to me. I did a story, a news story for the Wisconsin Public Radio Network on the fact that Central Wisconsin was sort of wooing the medical college to come here, and I expected that I would do my normal story of one community being pitted against another. Stevens Point is offering this, Wausau's offering this, Marshfield's offering this, but to a community, when I talked to the leaders, they stressed that this was a common effort to lure the medical college here. It wasn't a competitive effort. And to a man, they said that it doesn't matter which community the medical college locates in. We want this facility in central Wisconsin because it will benefit all of us.
Glenn, I think that's absolutely right. And we were presented with four outstanding choices for the site locations for the classrooms. And we truly couldn't have gone wrong with any of the sites. And I've been incredibly impressed and humbled by the spirit of generosity, collaboration, and collegiality that you have there in central Wisconsin.
Well, let's bring in some of our central Wisconsin leaders to the discussion. We also have Dr. Keith Montgomery, the dean of UW-Marathon County. And let's start with Dr. Brian Ewert, who is the president and CEO of the Marshfield Clinic. Brian, just your general observations about this campus coming to central Wisconsin.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with Dr. Raymond's comments. This is a way that we all meet our mission. That's one of the advantages of being here in central Wisconsin is at the core, we all exist to serve the communities in which we live and we work. And as healthcare providing entities, what we want to do is provide top quality healthcare and have professionals to do that. Now, at the Marshfield Clinic, we've been around since 1916, and we've been educating doctors for 80 of those 96 years. Currently, about a third of the University of Wisconsin Medical School class comes through our facilities. We have another program where we're training now up to 10 students per year who spend their entire last half of their medical school career in the Marshfield Clinic facilities, all aimed at the same goal with which we're aligned, which is how do we have an adequate workforce to take care of the members of the communities here in central Wisconsin? Because we recognize that where physicians train is a strong predictor of where they will practice. And our own experience, we've been providing residency training since the 1970s and graduate about 25 physicians per year from our residency training programs. Of those 25 per year, over 50% of those graduates stay in central Wisconsin. They either work for Marshfield Clinic, they work for Aspirus, they work for Ministry Healthcare. They are throughout the region. And so this is a way that they get to know the good life of rural medicine. We get to know them. It makes recruiting quite easy. If you've taken call with someone, you don't need to do an interview.
Well, Marshfield Clinic is doing training right now, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we've been at it for about 80 years.
And Aspirus is doing some of its training.
Right.
Ministry is doing training. We've got training programs going on at North Central Technical College, at UW-Stevens Point. Keith Montgomery, we were talking about the physician assistance program at UW-Marathon County. So we've got all of these entities already doing training. Why do we even need, my apologies, Dr. Raymond, but why do we even need the Medical College of Wisconsin up here?
Well, I think in terms of what the Medical College is bringing is to bring on the entire medical school experience. Up to this point, we've gotten as far down into the medical school experience of the last half, the clinical years, and bringing the didactic years into Central Wisconsin just improves the experience.
Certainly. The didactic years, what does that mean?
When you're in the classroom.
Okay.
And so in medical school, you spend about half the time in the classroom, and then the other half, it is truly dispersed. I think, again, following up on Dr. Raymond's comments, that medical school is actually a fairly invisible experience for the most part from the community's perception, in that it's a couple classrooms where you get a lot of training and some labs, and then you go out into the communities and into the hospitals. So even when I trained in Chicago, I was spending most of my time traveling around the city to various hospitals for that experience. And that we lend ourselves to that quite well here. We have excellent facilities throughout the region where these students will be getting their clinical training.
And Keith Montgomery, at UW-Marathon County, it wasn't that long ago that we unveiled this physician assistance program, which, again, was another program designed to address the chronic shortage of medical practitioners, especially in our rural Northwoods communities.
That program was funded by a grant by the federal government and was specifically aimed at meeting a shortage of primary care in northern communities, and it does what's called targeted recruiting from this region, so it takes students specifically from this area. But I do think, you know, there's a broader shortage of primary care as well. It can be met by MD physicians. And I think, to get back on an earlier theme here, it doesn't matter where you locate this school in central Wisconsin, whether it's Wausau, Marshfield, or Stevens Point. I think the entire region benefits from that. And I think that's true of just about any benefit you might, you know, say accrues to having this school, whether it's in any of these communities. I think the entire region benefits from it.
How does the physician assistance program work as it's set up right now at UW-Marathon County?
Well, the way it's set up is we have a coordinator who's located in UW-Marathon County, and Patty Thwaites coordinates the preceptorships, the clinical experiences, and she also does some of the targeted recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to go to Madison in the summer of 2014 for an anatomy experience down there, and then they will receive their didactic experience from Madison through distance education, and they'll do clinicals mainly in their second year.
And again, it's that chronic shortage of doctors and physicians. Dr. Raymond, the new college campus here in Wausau, how is it going to be staffed? How many people are you going to be bringing up from Milwaukee?
We may not bring anyone up from Milwaukee. The whole idea is that the staff would live in the local community, work there, and be part of the community. They'll provide role models for the students and hopefully incentivize them to stay there. We're talking about a fairly small staff, somewhere between 7 and 10 individuals. There would be a regional dean who would be located and live there in central Wisconsin, as well as support staff for the students, as well as the faculty that we hope to recruit from the local educational institutions and from the local hospital system. So this truly is a model in which we share the personnel and the infrastructure with the community. You asked why the Medical College of Wisconsin, why not just create a third medical school? there in central Wisconsin. I think it makes a lot of sense for one of the two existing medical schools in the state, either ours or the one at UW-Madison, to step up to the plate, or perhaps step up to the plate together, so that we're not creating an expensive and unnecessarily duplicative infrastructure. And in fact, we are working very closely with the UW School of Medicine and Public Health so that we don't duplicate efforts, and perhaps by working together we can provide a higher quality level of support for the local faculty.
Now, you had 20 medical college students and school officials who toured Wausau in October. They must have liked what they saw.
And they did. They liked what they saw in Stevens Point and Marshfield as well. We really were presented with outstanding opportunities to locate right there in central Wisconsin.
And the main campus is going to be located at the Liberty Mutual Insurance Building. Why do you find that facility attractive for your needs?
Well, assuming that we can successfully complete negotiations to use that building, it's a great facility. It's about a 65,000-square-foot facility. It's highly visible. It's an iconic structure that's well-known throughout Wisconsin. It was described as the crown jewel of real estate in Wausau and in central Wisconsin. And it's located very close to UW-Marathon County and their PA program. And I believe that there is going to be a highly visible Doctor of Nursing Practice program that will be based at Aspirus right across the street. And just looking out the window, you can see a Marshfield Clinic location as well as an Aspirus Hospital location. So it's a fantastic location.
Well, we really are blessed in central Wisconsin to have three great medical institutions, the Marshfield Clinic, Aspirus Hospital, and the Ministry Healthcare System with its various hospitals and campuses. And now we've got another one, the Medical College of Wisconsin. I'm Glenn Moberg. We're talking to Dr. John Raymond. He's the president and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin. We also have with us Dr. Brian Ewert, who is the president and CEO of the Marshfield Clinic, and Dean Keith Montgomery, who here at UW-Marathon County is one of the many educational partners that is making this entire thing a reality. It's Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from Northwind Renewable Energy in Stevens Point, adapting renewable energy and wood heat solutions to meet the needs of homes, farms, and business. Information at northwindre.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Our subject, plans for a new Medical College of Wisconsin campus in central Wisconsin, specifically in Wausau. Dr. John Raymond, who is the president and CEO of the Medical College, is joining us today by telephone from Milwaukee. We also have Dr. Brian Ewert, the CEO and president of the Marshfield Clinic, and Dr. Keith Montgomery, the dean of UW-Marathon County in Wausau. If you'd like to join the conversation, our phone lines are wide open, although if you're like me, you're probably just listening to what these gentlemen are saying and trying to learn as much as we can about this incredible opportunity for central Wisconsin. The number is 1-800-780-9742. How is this going to impact your health care? How is it going to impact the availability of physicians and doctors? What about the educational experiences? If you've got questions, 1-800-780-9742.
Glenn, I think there's one other advantage here, one other benefit that we mustn't overlook, and that is pipeline development. I mean, there's going to have to be partnerships with K-12 education system here. And whatever you do to develop a pipeline of qualified students for the medical school, it's not just going to benefit, the medical school, it's also going to benefit STEM education in general in middle school and high schools. So I think that by having this facility here in central Wisconsin, it's a visible thing. There's a medical school. It's right here. It's not somewhere else. I think it can provide a spark also for, STEM development in middle schools and high schools in Wausau schools, Marshfield schools, DC Everest, and so on.
So you're not just talking about funneling people in from UW-Marathon County or UW-Stevens Point. You're talking about actually giving opportunities at the secondary level.
I think there's a broader impact than just well, healthcare is important, but I think there's a broader impact potentially within the region, within education in the region.
I think, and part of this goal is to make it visible to young people growing up in central and northern Wisconsin that this can be a reality for them. Mm-hmm. They don't have to travel to Chicago and New York and San Francisco to get medical education. And one of our recent students who was from Eagle River, she talked about how wonderful it was to be training in central Wisconsin. She's planning on doing her residency training in central Wisconsin because this is where she enjoys living. Her family's here. This is what she appreciates, and this brings that reality to her.
And Dr. Raymond, if you could comment on what Keith Montgomery just said about the whole idea of it having kind of a snowball effect with the idea that students, even at the secondary level, will have access to educational opportunities that they didn't have before.
Thank you. Dean Montgomery pointed out something that's very critical for our choice to come to Central Wisconsin, and that is that the campuses there already have outstanding relationships with the K through 12 community and can provide the early phases of that pipeline. So I think what you're going to see developing is a true cooperation between the K through 12 education community, the technical colleges, the four-year institutions, the medical schools, and then the hospital systems that can provide the clinical training.
And there are, of course, a lot of players involved. As we said before, UW-Marathon County, UW-Stevens Point, UW-Marshfield, Wood County. Another player is North Central Technical College. I had a chance to talk to its president, Lori Wires, earlier today, and recorded that conversation. We're going to listen to the tape and then come back on the other side and comment on her observations about the new Medical College of Wisconsin campus.
Well, Glenn, as you know, we have a beautiful Center of Excellence in Health Science area, and actually they're looking at, Medical College is looking at working with us. We have a beautiful simulation center, and we did receive a grant to expand that for our students, so we are looking to share that simulation center with the students coming in for the Medical College of Wisconsin. And in addition, we were planning to look at a cadaver lab that would enhance not only our science courses, but also would be needed for the medical college residents and interns. And so we're going to be working with them also in a cadaver lab. The other thing that's very exciting is, as you know, the healthcare industry is going more with a team approach where they have a team working on healthcare issues and with patients. This will allow our students in a variety of programs to work directly with medical students, which is absolutely a great experience for our learners. And then in addition, we are planning at our Public Safety Center of Excellence in Merrill, we will be able to simulate a natural disaster and be able to bring the medical students in along with our students, paramedics, EMT, our nurses, our surge techs, and be able to simulate situations that if it would ever happen in real life, they would be prepared to handle it. So MTC's role is going to be more in the applied learning, the laboratory areas, and we're very excited about this opportunity for NTC, but for our students at NTC to have this wonderful opportunity in our health programs to expand and enhance their learning environment.
This already fits in pretty much, Lori, with your mission at the College of training future nurses and medical practitioners.
Absolutely. And what it does is it gives those individuals the opportunity in a learning environment to work with medical students as well. So it's a real wonderful opportunity for NTC students as we move forward.
And we have such a shortage of nurses and doctors and medical technicians in central Wisconsin. You can only hope that some of the folks going through this program will decide to stay in the area.
Right. We're very hopeful that that will occur. And the other great part which we can provide is we have seven campuses, Glenn, that go out into the 10 counties that NTC serves, and we have video conferencing capability. So allowing our students at the outreach locations also to have experiences in this will be wonderful as well.
Lori, anything you'd like to add?
Just that this has been a real community effort, and NTC has been proud to be a part of this along with our higher ed partners, UWMC, UWSP, and of course the community members that have stepped up to make this happen. So NTC is just proud and pleased to be part of this community effort.
That's Lori Wires, the president of North Central Technical College. John Raymond, seems like you must have looked at their facilities too in making this decision.
We did, and thank you very much for that great statement from Lori. I would say that you've got incredibly enlightened and visionary leadership there in central Wisconsin, both in the healthcare and the academic enterprise, and that was part of what attracted us there. And you've already heard from some of them, but I did want to mention Chancellor Bertie Patterson at UW-Stevens Point and Dwayne Irwin across the street at Aspirus. We were drawn to the Wausau community because of the great facilities and leadership at North Central Tech, and it's a very, very attractive facility that's located close to the Wausau Mutual building.
And you've also got, you know, as Lori mentioned, you've got not only the mission to train people in the medical field, but also this entire criminal justice aspect of education there, which plays into medical training on a different level, the simulated emergencies.
It does, and you've actually tapped on a point that I think is going to be very exciting for our faculty and students. As a freestanding medical school, we don't have access to those types of disciplines, and so there will be many natural collaborations that occur between our faculty and the faculty that are based there in central Wisconsin that I think will catalyze some very, very innovative programs.
And Keith Montgomery, North Central Technical College is just part of the entire educational establishment in central Wisconsin, an important one.
Absolutely, and we have a collaborative, cooperative relationship through the North Central Wisconsin Higher Education Alliance, which extends from Nicolet College through Mid-State, UW-Marshfield County, UWSP. So we're used to working together. We're used to establishing collaborations and establishing transfer equivalencies for courses. So this is it is a very natural thing. I think when you look at benefits to campuses as well, I think whatever benefits accrue to one campus accrue to all campuses. Students are going to be interested in courses. There's going to be professional opportunities for faculty and staff at all campuses. And I think this is just another example of the partnerships that we're well along the way to establishing in North Central Wisconsin.
And Brian Ewert, I understand that physicians will actually be teaching some of these courses.
Well, yes, that's the nature of medical education, that practicing physicians have students with them as they're actually going about the work of taking care of patients. Just in terms of the technical colleges, even there we have a long history of collaboration along with the medical students we train. We train over 1,000 healthcare professionals, many of them coming through the technical schools into the clinical setting. So this truly is a community-wide, region-wide effort to prepare healthcare providers at all levels within the healthcare delivery.
1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation. Let's go to Saul in Stevens Point. Saul, you're on Route 51 with John Raymond, Brian Ewert, and Keith Montgomery.
Hi. Somewhere between good afternoon and good evening. I'm just interested in how this program compares to and whether it competes with the Wisconsin Academy of Rural Medicine program at the UW Medical School.
This is John Raymond. I'd like to start that since Brian Ewert at the Marshfield Clinic has been instrumental in bringing that program to central Wisconsin, I hope he'll comment as well. This won't compete at all. I believe that this will complement the Wisconsin Academy of Rural Medicine, in which students are embedded in the communities that we hope that they would serve. What this will do is bring a second strong medical school presence to the community, a larger number of students, and an infrastructure that we hope can be shared across the two institutions to provide a lot of support structures for the faculty and for the students of both schools.
And yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree with Dr. Raymond's comments. At the very outset of this discussion over the last year, it was very clear from Dr. Raymond and in our discussions with Dean Golden from the University of Wisconsin Medical School that this was not a competitive process. This was how do we add more capacity to training physicians in central and northern Wisconsin. It goes back to one of your earlier questions, Glenn, of why another 25? And why another 25 is because nationally 20% of the population is rural, only 10% of the physicians are rural. Even in Wisconsin, we have 80% of our counties who have some degree of being underserved. Most of those counties are rural counties. And so there is a large unmet need in terms of needing more physicians trained who find the good life here in rural central northern Wisconsin. So clearly this is a collaborative effort with the University of Wisconsin. absolutely will not be displacing any of the Wisconsin Academy of Rural Medicine students. In fact, I expect they will find themselves rounding side by side together in the hospitals and working together with patient care.
Saul, the answer to your question, do you have a follow-up?
I don't. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We've got John Raymond, the president of the Medical College of Wisconsin, Brian Ewert, the president of the Marshfield Clinic, and Dr. Keith Montgomery, the dean of UW-Marathon County. We'll be back with more conversation and more of your questions after this short break.
Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
It's Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with Dr. John Raymond, the president and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin, Brian Ewert, the president of the Marshfield Clinic, and Dean Keith Montgomery. We're talking about the new medical college campus that will be located in the Wausau area, but serving all of central Wisconsin. John, you mentioned Bernie Patterson at UW-Stevens Point. I also had a chance to talk to him earlier today about that institution's participation, because, again, it is a regional effort, not something that's simply restricted to the greater Wausau area. Here's Chancellor Bernie Patterson about the new medical college campus that will be located in central Wisconsin.
Well, our involvement began months ago when the medical college first announced the plans to expand their community-based education program, even before, well before, they selected Green Bay and Central Wisconsin as their new locations. About the same time, we were rolling out our new partnership for thriving communities, particularly in the healthcare area. So they came together in almost perfect timing. And for many months, working with our area educational partners and area elected officials with the goal of bringing the medical school to central Wisconsin. And I think we've been, of course, successful in making that happen and delighted that they're here.
How are students at UW-Stevens Point going to realize this opportunity?
Almost 10,000 students here, so not everyone will have a direct involvement, but it will work in a way that will make research opportunities available, or more research opportunities available for our students, as well as the medical school students, to the extent that fits in their curriculum. Our faculty working with their faculty and exchanges, collaborations regarding curriculum. There are a number of opportunities for educational institutions such as the university and the medical college to come together in a way that will enhance community education for medical students and university students as well.
Is this going to help out with some of the research that you do at the school?
We certainly see that as a possibility. There's a big research component at the medical college, as there is here, and with our new healthcare initiative and our partnership for thriving communities, we're going to be looking at more programs that relate to healthcare and wellness in central and northern Wisconsin. So, yes, there would be an opportunity for that. As a matter of fact, we've already sent practically a busload of faculty and staff to Milwaukee to meet with their faculty and staff to begin the collaborations. We did that 2 months ago.
And there really is a critical need for more doctors and nurses and trained medical professionals in central Wisconsin.
Well, there certainly is. You know, there are 80 million baby boomers retiring in this country. And when that happens, for one, they're retiring out of healthcare professions, so there are going to be job openings in that respect. And also, as the baby boomers age, I'm one of them, we're going to need more healthcare. And so there's going to be an increase in demand and at the same time a decrease in available personnel in those professions if we don't do something about it now.
Bernie, anything you'd like to add?
We're just so excited about these possibilities, working with our educational partners and with the medical college. This is a real shot in the arm for central and northern Wisconsin, and we couldn't be happier that the medical college has decided to make this part of their home.
Bernie Patterson, Chancellor at UW-Stevens Point. Keith Montgomery, there's been a collaborative effort for as long as I've been on this campus between UW-Marathon County, UW-Marshfield, Wood County, UW-Stevens Point. It seems like this is just going to solidify that further.
Oh, sure. I mean, we have a business degree here from Stevens Point. We also have an American Studies degree. And Marshfield is a partner with Stevens Point in the new Bachelor of Applied Arts and Sciences degree. So I think, as John alluded to, these partnerships are already in place in this region, so we're used to working with each other across the entire region. It's not something that we've had to invent in the past 3 months or 4 months when interest was first gathered here.
You know, Glenn, I'd just like to speak to the opportunity this has provided on the clinical side for collaboration, in that it has provided the opportunity for the leadership of Aspirus with Dwayne Irwin, leadership from Ministry Healthcare, and leadership of Marshfield Clinic to come together to recognize that educating tomorrow's workforce is something which we're all completely aligned on. And so however we can work together to deliver this benefit to our communities, we're finding ways to do it together.
And John Raymond, I found what Bernie said about research possibilities and maybe collaboration across different institutions in terms of stimulating raw medical research, and who knows where that could lead.
Oh, I agree. That's a very exciting possibility. We hope to have clinical trials up there, and also that the Medical College of Wisconsin can learn from the faculty there in central Wisconsin how to do the types of research that we're not particularly good at here, like health economics, the redesign of healthcare delivery systems, the incorporation of non-physician providers into the full spectrum of healthcare. And I also would say that we're incredibly excited about the possibilities of working with the bioinformatics group at Marshfield Clinic. They have a world-class group there that are true leaders in developing genetic tests and managing populations, and we really can learn a lot from them. So I think there's going to be an incredible amount of synergy in the research area.
I think, as Brian alluded to earlier, I mean, all of this is here, but it's been kind of hidden in some respects, and what has happened is that this has brought it out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm learning some things here today as well that I wasn't aware of either.
And one of the things that Bernie said that it's so obvious, the aging baby boomer generation, 80 million people about to retire, that's got to fit into the equation of the shortage of doctors and nurses.
I think it fits in both in terms of needing more people involved in the profession. It also ties into exactly what Dr. Raymond was dealing with, is learning and creating new ways to provide the care. You know, this gets to the economic issues. Currently, we're consuming about 20% of the gross domestic product, and our understanding is we should not ask for more, and if we bent the curve to have a little less, that would be good for the economy. And so that's where bringing together the bioinformatics, learning new ways to keep the quality where it is, but to decrease the cost of that. And that's where the research comes in. That's where we do have expertise here in central Wisconsin that is good for all of us to share and to train students in that environment as well.
Well, that's what the debate is right now in Washington, D.C., is they're talking about how do you maintain the quality of health care and also decrease the cost. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, will that affect the need for more doctors and more medical personnel, given the projected increase in the number of people who will get insurance for the first time, and also the emphasis that the program places on free preventive care?
Certainly that is one of the intended outcomes of the Affordable Care Act, is they'll actually increase for the right kind of care, increase the demand for the right kind of care, and that is primary care. So people coming in for their preventive visits, getting their care early so that we can intervene when the cost is low and is outpatient, as opposed to when the cost escalates and becomes intense and inpatient. So that is another factor feeding into this need for the team approach with the physician's assistants, the nurse practitioners, other types of allied providers working with the physicians.
One other thing to just bear in mind here, too, is it's not just the population that's aging. There's also a population of physicians and nurses that are aging, and they're going to be retiring. And so you've got a sort of a double whammy here.
John Raymond, anything you'd like to add about the changing medical health care situation, the aging population, and now the Affordable Care Act with its additional mandates and how that affects the whole mix?
Thanks, Glenn. I would like to add to what Dr. Ewert said about the issue. We know that when patients who previously had no insurance become insured, that there is an increase of about 25% to 30% in the consumption of medical services. So when we do have newly insured patients, it will put a strain on the healthcare system. And in addition to the aging population, we also have a growing burden of chronic diseases such as asthma, obesity, and hypertension, diabetes, that are going to need to be managed. And we really need to do that in a different way than we have before. And that gets back again to what Dr. Brian Ewart said about the value of wellness and prevention. And we need to incorporate that more fully into the new medical education model.
John Raymond, the president of the Medical College of Wisconsin. He is in Milwaukee, joining us by telephone. Brian Ewart, the president of the Marshfield Clinic, and Dean Keith Montgomery of UW-Marathon County in our studios. We're talking about the new Medical College campus in central Wisconsin, specifically in Wausau. 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation. If you've got questions about the college, what does it mean? What are the educational opportunities? How will that affect healthcare healthcare delivery in north central Wisconsin in the days ahead? 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, building the local economy and strengthening the community by making local business everybody's business. More about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51. We have John Raymond, the president of the Medical College of Wisconsin, with us. Also, Brian Ewart, the president of the Marshfield Clinic, and Dean Keith Montgomery of UW-Marathon County, talking about the new Medical College campus, what it means for the area, what it means for healthcare. 1-800-780-9742. If you'd like to join the conversation, that's 1-800-780-9742. John Raymond, how will this new school mesh with your existing operation in Milwaukee?
Oh, thanks for the question. I think this is going to enhance our operation. It's going to give us the opportunity to innovate and develop new partnerships and to offer another type of experience for medical students that want to practice here in Wisconsin. I want to say that we are so honored to be part of the Central Wisconsin community and already have built, I think, some great relationships with the leadership, faculty, and the community leaders there, and we're very excited to be part of the community.
We understand that the medical college is developing or drawing up community advisory boards in both Central Wisconsin and Green Bay to assist with development and implementation. Who's going to be on these boards, and how will they influence decisions about the curriculum?
Great question. We're asking our community partners to nominate members for the board, so we hope they'll be representative of the healthcare, academic, business, and elected officials of the region. And we hope to solicit their input in terms of developing policies. We hope they'll help us recruit and retain students in central Wisconsin, and will play a significant role in the admissions process for the medical school.
And are they going to give you advice on selecting a campus dean?
I hope so. It's a very important decision that we're going to make in terms of having a leader that will be the face of the Medical College of Wisconsin there in central Wisconsin.
There are other developments in the medical community here in central Wisconsin. Brian Ewart, the Marshfield Clinic, is planning to establish a dental school.
Currently, I guess I would back that up a bit, is that in terms of dental education and dental workforce, we've encountered the same problem we've encountered with medical, that if you look at the Medicaid population, the children on Medicaid, Wisconsin historically has been second to last in the nation in terms of those citizens getting their care. And so the Family Health Center, community health center with whom Marshall partners with, started setting up dental clinics about 10 years ago. They've encountered the same issue of needing dentists to practice in rural and underserved areas. So the goal is to meet that need, and there's several steps to that. One of them is starting what are called dental residency programs, and that will start fairly soon. Whether or not a dental school is the means to solving that need, we're still in the midst of deliberating internally, and because our ultimate goal is to make sure we provide the care we need. It's part of what we talked about earlier, this population health, decreasing the global cost of care, because when your teeth are in poor repair, you consume more medical resources, even to the point of people having life-threatening infections in intensive care units.
And yet we treat dental care like it's something different than other physical care. I've never understood why you have to have medical insurance and also dental insurance, as if they're different things.
And you are exactly right that that is a historical mistake that we're working on correcting. One of the projects of our Bioinformatics Research Center is to develop a combined medical and dental record. So when you go see your primary care provider, your primary care provider would say, oh, I see you haven't seen your dentist in the last 6 months. You need to go see your dentist because then your diabetes will be under control. You'll have less chance of dying of a heart attack. And we'll find some way to decrease the $7 million wasted by people going to emergency departments for dental problems in the state of Wisconsin as opposed to having routine care.
And Keith Montgomery, was reading in the newspaper, you believe that this college may be just the first step in establishing the area as a full-service medical education center, maybe eventually employing many more people than just the dozen or so new jobs that it will create initially. Expand on that for us.
Well, if you take, there'll be a total of 75 students in the medical school distributed within the region, and then there would be 15 students a year in the PA program, so right away you're over 100 students there. And then, as the medical college announced in their press release and other discussions, there's the possibility of bringing in other programs as well, including DNP program, public health, and maybe some other opportunities as well there.
DNP, what is that?
Doctor of Nurse Practitioner program. So and that's one of the reasons, I like the Liberty Building is because it's big. you're not just building to fit today's needs. You have you already have potential for expansion built right into that building.
So you think that could eventually be even more than the center for the medical college? Maybe the medical college will be the anchor for something much bigger in that building.
I think President Raymond could speak to that, but I think the medical college has kind of agreed with that too.
John
right.
Raymond?
Glenn and Keith, you're spot on. One of the things I wasn't able to say earlier about the Liberty Mutual building is because of its size and visibility, there's the opportunity to bring in other programs, and they wouldn't necessarily all need to be owned by the Medical College of Wisconsin. We certainly would love to have dental students spend some time there if the Marshfield Clinic decides to move forward with a full dental school, and there's the opportunity to have public health, pharmacy, to bring in the UW program for PAs and expand that, to possibly have physical therapy programs there and to work with the various levels of nursing programs.
Dave Ekman, who's the director of McDevco, which is the economic development engine for the Wausau Area Chamber of Commerce, he wrote in the local newspaper, he said this college could really be a boon to economic development. It could attract new business ideas, new research. And he mentioned something called, is it the WISIS Technology Foundation? This is a private nonprofit organization working with UW System Colleges. Could develop ideas in the medical world, turn them into solutions, help take the intellectual property of those people and connect them with area manufacturers. And then the next thing you know, the manufacturers are attracting entrepreneurs, considering new businesses or relocating from other areas. This whole thing could snowball.
Certainly, what WISIS comes out of is WARF, which is based in Madison, and that goes back over 80 years of how the University of Wisconsin has been very effective at finding ways to take technology into the market for technology transfer. And we have been interested in this certainly through the Research Foundation at the Marshall Clinic, and we have had several ideas go forward into the marketplace, and so as this brings or idea generation and intellectual property to central Wisconsin, that is how the economic development happens. I would mention in Marshfield we have Prevention Genetics, which is a startup company that's now about 10 years old, started by Dr. Jim Weber, who was a genetics researcher at the Research Foundation in Marshfield previously.
Gentlemen, we're down to our last minute. Keith Montgomery, anything you'd like to add, and then we'll go to you, John Raymond, for your final thoughts.
I think if I sum it up in one word, it's possibilities.
John Raymond?
Well, we're up to helping maximize those possibilities, and we're honored to be part of the Central Wisconsin community.
And indeed, if either of you could comment on the possibility of this being an economic development engine that could affect much more than just medical education. Keith Montgomery?
Well, I think Dave Ekman summed it up from McDevco. I mean, you can't always draw a line from the present into the future, but the more you have in the present, the more possibilities there's going to be in the future. And just as it can spark interest in education, I think this could spark the interest of entrepreneurs as well.
And John Raymond, when are we going to see this college up and running?
We hope to have the first students matriculate there in 2015. We have a fairly tight timeline for accreditation, but we're going to push as hard as we can to have those students there in 3 years.
John Raymond, President and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin, here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. We had Dr. Brian Ewert, the President and CEO of the Marshfield Clinic. Also, Dr. Keith Montgomery, Dean of UW-Marathon County in Wausau. Thanks to Lori Wires, the President of North Central Technical College, and Chancellor Bernie Patterson at UW-Stevens Point for their contributions to this program. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger, and thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Thanks for riding along with us on Route 51 today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we are heading out of town.